Have a question here from Diane Le Bombard from the UK, a long time acquaintance, known her for 25 years. She says, someone has come within my radar who is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Srila Prabhupada stated that the mind and intelligence carry the spirit soul to another body at death. But what happens when the mind and intelligence is destroyed due to this terrible disease? And how can we help this poor person? My thinking is that if they hear the Maha Mantra chanted, this will get through because it's said that the hearing is the last sense to go. However, if there is some more thinking on this matter or anything else to be done, I should be grateful to receive it, as it seems likely I will be called on to help. So firstly, giving a non-clinical analysis, Alzheimer's is a degeneration of the brain, which I'm going to just distinguish from the mind and the intelligence. It's a degeneration of the brain in which memory, cognitive facilities, speech, and emotions get very mixed up, and therefore people will be lose their speaking ability, they can become very aggressive. It's a horrible disease, particularly it comes to people, older people, old people, people 65 years and on. But my point is that it's something that attacks the brain. The mind and intelligence are subtle material energies that are different from the gross brain. The brain is really the interface. As Diane said, the mind and intelligence are what encases the soul and facilitates the most subtle thing, the soul, in order to express its desires, that they should be directed by the intelligence, facilitated through the mind to the brain, which then becomes the medium through which the brain then communicates these subtle orders, instructions to the senses, and thus the body then acts and moves in a certain way. So Prabhupada says, thinking, willing, feeling. There's a whole chain of cause and effect. And Alzheimer's stops the mind's ability to actually function properly, and so it becomes dysfunctional. And ultimately, unless treated at very early stages, but it leads to death. So what do we do when someone, for instance, in this condition is either not conscious or their consciousness is completely distorted and gone to another direction? Does chanting Hare Krishna help? And yes, this is the answer and the most important thing. Is there anything else to be done? There may be so many other secondary things, like placing tulsi leaves on a person's in the tongue when they leave, or tulsi twig on their body, or mahaprasadam, and so on. But helping a person when they're making that transition between this body and the next body, when they're leaving this material body, is best done by chanting Hare Krishna. Because the holy name of the Lord is a transcendental sound vibration. Therefore, it can go beyond the limited faculties of the brain, and it can actually directly contact the soul, connect to the soul, which actually has its original senses. The soul does have its senses. Indeed, the mind and the intelligence are also able to be contacted, although in a different way than what we're used to. We're always used to that the mind and intelligence communicate through the brain and in that way to the body. And therefore, doctors or scientists, they will, when that function stops, they will say that that person is not conscious, he's not able to hear, and so on. However, the mind and intelligence are able to hear, but they're able to hear in a different way, not the way that they usually do, but the way that is a more subtle way, based on the fact that actually the gross material senses are, again, material extensions of the original senses of the soul itself. And I've been in situations repeatedly, and I'm sure devotees have, or if they haven't, they certainly will be, where a person's unconscious, and yet even the doctors themselves say, keep talking, because he hears, or that he may hear. They also accept that there is a level of communication that goes beyond the standard, what we're used to when we're simply relating to the gross material body. And I've had experience many times when unconscious people, either they become conscious at some point, usually just before they leave, or they give some other type of sign where they're actually indicating that they're hearing. They're hearing the holy name, they're hearing us talking to them. And that's on one side, the nature of the subtle senses, and the other one is that the holy name is so powerful that by its own volition it can certainly contact especially a devotee, especially when we're talking about a devotee. A non-devotee, someone who hasn't engaged in devotional service, then it's simply his benefit is simply going to depend upon some special mercy and the actual effort of the person who's there chanting to him. But devotees who render devotional service, they have the special favor of the Lord. And when Krishna wants to benefit them, especially at this time, yam yam bhapi svaram bhavam tajantante kalivaram, that during their life they perform so many devotional activities. Now as they're about to leave this body, Krishna doesn't forget them, whatever their material condition is, and he enables them to hear him, to come in contact with him, because Krishna's name is Krishna, and it gives a facility for communicating with and connecting with Krishna, remembering Krishna, and feeling the strength and the comfort and the spiritual encouragement to go on. So material conditions cannot get in the way of the will of the Lord. When the Lord wants to actually bless his devotee and continue his onward journey back to Godhead, then that will take place, and it will most likely take place through the medium of the holy name. Therefore, by all means, we should chant. So that's the best thing to do in answer to Diane, and that's the most important thing to do, to chant to a person, and we should feel confident that they will hear. They will hear in a different way, and they will certainly get great spiritual benefit to be able to hear that at the time of death. It's a conviction that we need to have, because especially often we're in certain situations where, for instance, in hospitals where all kinds of empiric or clinical technology say one thing, whereas our spiritual convictions may say something else. But even then, my experience is that generally people are very, in hospitals and hospices, when people are actually leaving their body, they're very sensitive to the offerings of visitors, that they want to give some kind of spiritual solace, and open to the fact that there are other things going on with that person who's about to leave his body that's not immediately visible to the eye. It's not even something that machines necessarily dictate, and that they should be given all opportunity. I've seen, generally see, a lot of openness to spiritual healing in the case of terminal conditions, and even when both doctors and machines say that a person is dying or not communicative or can't hear, but still they encourage, you know, whatever you feel that you need to do, you should do that by all means. So anyway, in conclusion, give people the holy name. It will be the greatest benefit. I hope that when I'm also leaving this world, I'll be surrounded by Vaishnavas who can remind me of Krishna and that whatever my condition will be, that I'll be able to hear Krishna's holy name and remember Krishna as well. Hare Krishna.